I have once again gotten myself into some drama, kind of.
What is
I'm kind
this?
Of injecting myself into this one, but for some context, if you missed Moist Critical's video yesterday, he talked about some streamer drama that's been going on and gave his take on it. I'll just give you this first little intro.
We're going to talk about a controversial topic, Fansly advertisements on Twitch.
Now that's the new hot drama to talk about these days, and originally I wasn't going to say jack shit about this. I wasn't mentioned at all in this video, or really in any of the other conversations, but it kind of felt like this, because the entire conversation has stemmed from the Streamer Awards, my girlfriend's event, and all the Fansly hate has been directed at her, and then me, with my chess boxing event, that the primary sponsor, the biggest funder of it, was Fansly, sleeping soundly. During the Streamer Awards, which was also sponsored by Fansly, this ad was played.
Free trial of some of our hottest creators. On top of that, sign in using your Twitch account and see which of your favorite streamers are already creating adult content on Fansly.
That is a wild ad. Straight up. That's definitely wild. And not only is that wild, but like, I thought Twitch didn't allow that kind of fucking promo. Twitch literally won't let, you know, hot tub streamers post their fucking OnlyFans. But like, I guess when it's a big ticket sponsor, they don't give a shit, right?
Yeah, and people were calling Charlie a hypocrite from this because he didn't admonish it, but he did admonish Aiden Ross showing porn to his viewers. I'm eating my popcorn. I'm like, yeah, they are different. I do think showing porn directly is different than a website that could link porn. And then he was like, but Fansly sponsors are also bad. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, I do those. I do those a lot, in fact. Now, to wrap up real quickly the Streamer Awards thing, here's Cutie reacting to the ad.
On top of that, sign in.
Probably should have seen these ads before he played them.
And using your Twitch.
Yeah, that ad is definitely, I mean, that's it makes sense. That ad is not great. Okay, that's not a good ad. It's a bit much, a bit ridiculous that they literally were like, here, scan the QR code so you can go and look at fucking all this other shit. Now, here's the major difference, though. There's supposed to be some level of, I assume, I've never been on Fansly. I've also never been on OnlyFans, contrary to popular opinion, despite my advocacy for sex work and sex workers in general. I would suspect that there's some level of paywall or something that stops you from, you know, enjoying. Why is everybody capping? I talk about literally jerking off to Overwatch porn. Why would I lie about this? Do you think there's something that I have to hide with respect to consuming OnlyFans and Fansly content? This is what I don't understand. Like, why would I lie about that? I tell you what I look at. I think that when you have a Super Bowl ad that's for Bud Light, there's a level of control there. Obviously, it's even harder to go and acquire alcoholic beverages, right? Because you have to go to a liquor store. There's way more regulation to accessing alcohol than there is to accessing pornographic material on the internet. But one level of regulation, at least back in the day when there was alcohol promotion, is they are supposed to look at your demographics. And look at the percentage of your demographics that's over the age of 18 or for alcohol in the United States of America over the age of 21. So what they're supposed to do in that regard is at least do their due diligence and not work with content creators who have an audience that has, I don't remember what the exact percentage is, but they're not supposed to work with audiences that have a percentage that is like, you know, overwhelmingly under 18. I think that is what should happen for companies like Fansly or OnlyFans or other pornographic companies that are doing ads. Do I have an issue with a porn sponsorship, a porn company sponsorship? No, I don't. Do I think that porn is corrupting the minds of the youth? No, I don't. I have talked about pornography as long as it is done by consenting adults. There is no issue with that. I mean, yeah, the fucking 3% of the audience was under the age of 13. That's, yeah. No one is putting their age below 18 when creating an account. I guess that could be true. There's no real way of getting around that beyond it. You're fucking delusional if you say porn doesn't fuck your brain up. I can't speak on what unfettered access will do to developing minds. What unfettered access to internet pornography will do to young minds. I don't know. It probably isn't good, though. I agree. I don't think porn fucks your brain up, though. No, I don't. That's a ridiculous generalization, and more so probably a self-report. Having said that, however, I think having unfettered access to internet pornography, especially at ages that are like super young, the moment that you have a phone in your hand, that's can't be healthy. I don't think that that's healthy. However, access to any kind of content that is completely unfettered as a young adult with a developing mind is going to be bad. Literally, like anything. I would go so far as to say even video games, TikTok, social media in general, and numerous other points of consumption will break the brains of young adults and developing brains in general, for sure. Thoughts on only being able to access porn sites if you prove you're over 18 somehow? I think that's also kind of wild. I know that that's the direction that we're going towards, but like, I don't know if you want to upload your fucking license to a goddamn website. You know what I mean? That's what you do in Louisiana now. If you want to access porn, I think in the state of Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, you literally have to upload a photo ID. Like, I don't feel safe or comfortable doing that. Let's get back to this.
She's honest there. She said she didn't look at these ads before they're played, which sometimes that's how sponsors operate. But me watching them, I'm like, oh, okay. So Chess Boxing was presented by Fandly. Title sponsor, literally in the title itself. I had a whole dramatic reveal.
What's going on in the middle of the ring?
Look up. Because we have the Fansly Sky Table.
Holy smokes.
I mean, you can't get more dramatic.
I think it's also because it's Cutie, you know, she's controversial, she's a woman, so like that's part of the reason. Jerma has probably been sponsored by Fansly as well. I have never been sponsored by Fansly. I don't have an issue with Fansly or OnlyFans or Pornhub, obviously. I've talked about this pretty openly. But I would suspect that the real reason is because like people care more about valid like targets that they consider easy to attack. XQC has been sponsored by fucking Fansly. Yeah, right? XQC literally has been sponsored by Fansly. Juice, the show that he did was sponsored by fucking Fansly, no? XQC did a show and partnered with Ludwig that was sponsored, and he had no idea what the sponsor was or what it entailed.
I had people cheering for a goddamn table, and that's not where it's ended. I mean, obviously, Jerma's used Fansly before, which he was on the stage with me. Fansly instant replay from his baseball event.
Just rips the cover off that ball.
And then in a show that I hosted with XQC, Juiced, I got Fansly as the sponsor. That was the main sponsor that we were able to secure. Originally, the sponsor that I used to use all the time, the one that would always be reliable for me, was Coinbase. Coinbase sponsored my Mogul Money. They were supposed to sponsor XQC's Juiced, and XQC signed off on that. He was like, yeah, I love Coinbase. And then everybody was like, ah, crypto is way too cringe. And Coinbase let go a lot of people, and they were struggling, so stopped using them as a whole. But here's a point to talk about. What is okay and not okay to use as a sponsor? And the answer, kind of boring. It's what is aligned with your ethics and morals, what you personally think is okay. And that should be different for everybody. But there's generally like a guardrail, like you're at a bowling alley, but you keep hitting the gutter. So you get the guardrail of what is okay and not okay according to...
Porn is better than crypto? Oh, 100%. I think porn is better than crypto. Well, yeah, I will stand by that. Porn is better than crypto. I think porn is better than gambling, definitely. Like, I don't have an issue with porn at all. I hope that came across as very clear. If we're going to talk about a separate side issue about, like, easily accessible pornographic material for young minds and how much young people can access porn and how easily young people can access porn. I don't know what the impacts of that are, but I'm always an advocate for sexual education, and I do believe that it should not be left up to porn, which is just another type of artistic expression and consumption. I think it's like ridiculous. You don't learn how to fucking fly by watching Superman. You don't learn how to do math by watching movies. And you should not learn sex from porn. Porn is just a completely separate thing. Unfortunately, in a society where we do not have adequate sexual education, in a puritanical and otherwise patriarchal society, where a lot of these conversations are cast aside, not talked about, seen as a taboo. We do not have the adequate sexual education, so people do turn to porn and see it as, like, educational. Porn, on the other hand, and this is outside of the boundaries of heteronormativity, but porn, on the other hand, can sometimes be liberating for queer people with respect to learning about their identities and getting more comfortable within their own identities. This is a very commonly forgotten aspect of porn. And even then, it should not be left up to porn. It should be done through regular conversations, having open and frank conversations that parents should be encouraged to have with their children, and also on top of that, learning at schools. We do not have that reality right now as it stands, but that would be the systemic solution to any kind of additional complications that porn could possibly create. But I do think that the concept of like porn sick, like these people are porn sick, these people have rotted their fucking brains, it's something that I see in Zoomers a lot. And I think that that is perhaps coming from the like I said, unfettered access, unrestricted access to pornographic materials from a very early age. And some people, unfortunately, do not know how to handle that. They do not know how to control themselves, and they do not know how to handle that, which is where regulation should come into play, some form of regulation.
But I'll tell you before I jump into exactly what I'm cool with and not cool with, about my ethos as a whole. Because when I switched over to YouTube, I made a specific mental switch that I would no longer get money directly from my viewers. And I put that in quotes because at the end of the day, I still only get money because of my viewers, but I get them from their views and their attention rather than their wallets directly. And before that, most of...
Oh, I have a fucking counter to this. I think subscriptions are significantly better as a form of revenue generation. Not only is it more consistent, but it also leads to significantly more autonomy with respect to editorial control than relying on mega corporations to give you money. Here is one aspect where myself and Ludwig and even XQC, who I've talked to about this particular thing, actually are at a disagreement. I do not agree with that. I think that, I mean, it's great for someone like Ludwig, for someone like XQC, that might be great. Okay. Ad revenue is pretty good. I would much rather maintain my editorial control and maintain my autonomy by getting a subscription based revenue. That's it. That has been my day one approach to this subject. Anyway, let's continue.
My money came from subscribers or donations, but since I've switched over to YouTube, I changed all of my subscribers or memberships to $1, and I stopped all donations. They're all capped at $10, and I don't even get any of those dollars anyway. They go directly to my moderators. It just felt weird to me to receive dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of dollars from an individual when I know I'm doing very well because YouTube signed me a big old paycheck. Thank you, Susan. Please sign it again. That's the gist. So I would rather be getting like a few pennies for your views and for your attention from different sponsors, from YouTube ad rolls, than I would money from you directly. Does that make sense?
I would love to see what Ludwig's attitude towards subscription revenue will be if the new CEO of YouTube doesn't, you know, re-up his contract. For the record, I think that I personally think they would be delusional not to re-up Ludwig's contract. I think he's fucking great. He's a catch. He is a brilliant content creator. I will never say this to his face. If you clip this and show this to him, I will deny it. I will say it's AI, okay? He is a massive pickup for YouTube, and he is a brilliant content creator in the space, and I appreciate all the stuff that he does. Having said that, however, if he were to lose the fat YouTube contract he currently has that covers everything and then some, I suspect he would not have this exact same approach as it pertains to generating revenue from subscriptions.
So that was a switch I made, which, by the way, people I think are more and more making a decision that they don't like advertising. They don't like free stuff. Maybe they prefer a paid subscription service where you don't have to watch ads. That might be like a cultural shift, which I would just have to adapt to. So anyway, let's get to my ethics and morals of what I think is cool, what I think is not cool. Why did I take a fancy sponsorship? If you guys don't know, it's kind of a downturn right now. There's not a lot of people who are out and about trying to sponsor events, at least not as many as there were a year or 2 years ago. It has dried up a lot. So Fansly has been one of the more reliable sponsors to work with. And honestly, I've been talking to them about sponsoring more events later this year. So, you know, I did say that I'm only guided by my ethics and morals. That was kind of a lie. I'm also guided by what the viewers would think is cool. For example, a sponsor wants you to look at their ad to maybe sign up for it. But if you guys all collectively decided, or the majority did, that the sponsor I'm using is super cringe, well, then it'd be a failure of a sponsorship. You guys would all shit on it. The sponsor would be upset. They wouldn't be happy with me. I wouldn't be happy because I'm not succeeding in creating a broadcast that's sustainable that I can do again in the future. So I would stop doing it. So there is another guiding principle, and that's all to say that your voice matters in this situation. If you're like, hey, Ludwig, Fansly's too far, or hey, Ludwig, I don't like when you did it with Coinbase, that'd be chill. In fact, that's part of why I stopped using Coinbase in the first place. Now, for me, maybe this is my European background, I care less about porn. I care less about nudity.
My European background. Oh my God, motherfucker, you grew up in New Hampshire, dog. It's your libertarian roots that is causing you not to care about porn. Yo, this yee-yee ass motherfucker puts on a turtleneck, has his hair all coiffed, and he goes, maybe it's because of my European background. You know, it's like, maybe that is the reason. Who knows? I like the titty, you know? Retro titty. It's very nice. But he's not wrong, though. It is, Americans are insanely puritanical, and it's very odd.
I think all sponsored gambling should stop. Having said that, I've never been against gambling content as a whole. If you go back to any of the videos I made about gambling, I always said and sponsored gambling, not end gambling. I love poker. Poker is one of the main games I played in college. I allegedly ran an illegal online poker ring for a while. And so I took poker sponsorships because you're playing against another human. And oftentimes when I was sponsored, it's because the house takes a rake, so they get a little bit of money. But you can still be a very winning player if you have studied more, and of course, you have luck and variance on your side. Anyway, that's kind of where my line is. I don't take a lot of sponsors for things that I'm against using. That's kind of where I make my line, right? It's like if I wouldn't play this gacha game, then yeah, I probably shouldn't play it on stream for 2 hours because it's a little disingenuous. But sometimes I also break that too. Right, I was sponsored by G Fuel for a while, but I was still drinking coffee every morning. Now I'm no longer sponsored by them because I think they're kind of a piece of shit company. But a lot of the streamers who are sponsored by G Fuel don't even drink that shit. It's way too much caffeine and taurine, and they just get a little cup of coffee in their morning, and then they pretend to drink G Fuel. Is that chill? Right? What about people who are sponsored by...
I'm not even kidding. This is what I used when I was in Vegas. When I was at the casino, I carry this in my wallet everywhere I go. The fact that this man thinks that I have it out for him is insane. I literally carry this everywhere I go. It's in my wallet every fucking day, okay? And when I was playing slots for the first time in my entire fucking life, I would constantly put this and go, I'm going to get it twisted. And I would flip it to get it twisted. And I would place it on the button and I would hit it, okay? I'm a very superstitious person. You guys know this. Turkish quality. I'm sorry. I'm a very superstitious person. I keep this with me at all times, okay? And I literally believe that it brings me luck. I would smack this fucking thing on the button when I'm playing slots. So the idea that this dude thinks that I fucking despise him, thinks that like I hate him or I've had it out to get him from the jump is additionally hilarious. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, let's get back to this video. Ludwig looks very sad. I don't know what's going on.
Gacha games. You know, do you think that's chill? What about VPN services that overhype their quality? What about free-to-download extensions that save you deals but might also sell your data? Is that chill to advertise? I think the reality is that everybody will draw the line right below what they do and then maybe admonish everything below that line as well. And everything above that line is okay with them, and they have no problems with. But the power of the viewer is to change that line. So if you see a streamer or creator that you like that you think is being a little too liberal with where they push their line, then you tell them to lift that line. You tell them to get a little more strict. Hey, I don't like it when you have Fansly as a sponsor. I don't like it when you have Coinbase. I don't like it when you have a VPN. That's all very legitimate things to feel as a viewer. And the feedback, I promise you, is always read. And whether it's acted on or not is to the judgment of the streamer. And I'm an open guy, so I'm down. I'm down for a conversation to figure out what's what. In my mind, an adult-oriented site doesn't bother me. I think it's fine. I think porn is chill and people can look at porn, and a site like Fansly where the creator directly profits off of it as opposed to all the shit that happens on the more conventional sites like Pornhub are a wholly good thing. And I don't generally mind doing it. I don't generally cater my content towards kids, and I don't consider the kids when I'm making my content. When I'm making a literal event that people are supposed to punch each other in the face, where half the time I'm getting drunk on stream or taking a gummy and playing Super Autopets, I'm not thinking about the kids. I'm not like, oh, should I be a good influence here? All I'm trying to do is be a good person to the world and make things that I find entertaining and I watch. That's it. So anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I understand why he's saying that. I get that. I still am kind of unsure as to what the fuck's going on with respect to, like, the perceived hypocrisy. But the one thing that is the worst thing you can do on the internet, remember, is be perceived as a hypocrite, okay? Hypocrisy only matters because it's vibes-based. If people are uncharitable to you, they will say you're hypocritical. If they are charitable to you and like your content, they will overlook, even if you are actually hypocritical. Ultimately, none of it matters. It's basically just a gotcha, okay? And that's it.